Dreamscape presents Starstruck, My Unlikely Road to Hollywood by Leonard Maltin. Narrated by the author.
Introduction, take one. I met my first movie star when I was 13 years old. Actually, he was more than a star. He was one of my heroes, Buster Keaton. My best friend and I read that he was making a film in downtown Manhattan and managed to track him down. It was an experience we will never forget. Good timing and luck have defined my life from that day to this. How else can I explain getting my first book published when I was 18 years old? Or being hired to work on a hit television show when I never dreamt of a career in broadcasting? Even my academic career, teaching at the USC School of Cinematic Arts, came about by chance. The man who was hired to take over a popular long-running course was having personal problems, and they needed a replacement fast. I chalk it up to serendipity, which the songwriting Sherman Brothers once defined as the art of happy accidents. Over the years, I met many people I grew up admiring, as well as today's leading lights. But one thing has never changed. I remain an unabashed fan. This seems to hold me in good stead with the people I encounter. I didn't understand why at first. Then I learned that the interviewer stars face on press junkets aren't always fans or buffs. Sometimes they haven't even bothered to watch the movies they're supposed to be asking about. Actors and other luminaries respond to genuine enthusiasm. They'll tell stories they don't often share if they believe I'm truly interested in hearing them. Morgan Freeman explained how he got his first job in movies as a background extra in Sidney Lumet's The Pawnbroker, 1964. Lumet needed people to walk down a street on the Upper West Side of Manhattan while the film's star, Rod Steiger, stared through a chain-link fence at a playground. With each take, Lumet used fewer people. He didn't want a crowd, just a sampling of passers-by. In the end, he used only one person. It was Freeman, who did what no one else in the crowd had thought to do. He paused during his walk and lit a cigarette before continuing on. This completely natural moment caught the director's eye. Years later, as a star, Freeman accosted an extra on one of his sets and asked him where he was going. Nervously, the fellow said he was headed from point A to point B. "But where are you going and why are you going there?" Freeman persisted. The flustered man said the assistant director had told him to cross from one spot to another. He didn't understand Freeman's point. A believable extra should know who he's supposed to be and where he's heading. I hope someday he figured it out. I've had many odd, fun...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?